What's the difference between secondary applications and your primary medical school application? What should you do differently when the former flood your mailbox? What strategies can you use at this point to maximize the possibility that you turn that secondary application into an interview invitation and ultimately into a coveted acceptance? And what if you can't turn it into an acceptance? What about a post-bac program in the event of rejection? These are just a few of the topics we'll cover today with our special guest, Alicia Namankar, accepted medical school admissions advisor and former director of UC Davis's post-bac program. In the latter capacity, Alicia both evaluated application to Davis's post-bac program and then successfully advised students in the program on how to maximize their chances of acceptance to medical school, no matter what their undergrad record. Before we dive into all the questions I have for Alicia, I would like to introduce you to a couple of free resources, which are both linked to from the show notes for today's show at info.accepted.com/23. And these resources will go into greater depth than we can here today. First of all, we have Secondary Essays 101, which contains 10 articles with advice on writing sparkling secondary essays. Then we have school-specific secondary essay tips, which actually Alicia wrote last year. We'll be updating those throughout the summer. And finally, there's Secondaries with Sizzle. That's a webinar on July 24th that I'm going to present all on secondary applications and secondary essays. And you can already sign up for that today. Again, a link for the sign-up is at info.accepted.com/23. I'll include a link to these resources in the show notes. I'm very excited to introduce Alicia Namankar, accepted medical school admissions advisor, to Admissions Straight Talk listeners. Alicia, welcome to Admissions Straight Talk.
Thank you, Linda. I'm thrilled to have the chance to answer these questions.
That's great. Now, first of all, can you give us a bit of background? How did you get into medical school admissions, and can you tell us a little bit about what your responsibilities as director at the UC Davis post-bac program were?
I have always loved to teach, coach, mentor. I taught swimming lessons for about 6 years. And then as a college student, I became a writing tutor and coached my peers on helping them improve their writing and in getting A's on their essays.
By the way, that's how I started in this field, too. I was a writing tutor.
Oh, did you really?
Yes. Yes, at UCLA.
Well, it's thrilled to have students come back and to express their gratitude in helping them to, you know, get better grades and improve their writing. And, you know, it changes their outlook on their education when they can improve their communication skills.
Yeah, for sure. So, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. You were talking about how you got into this.
So I also taught English in Germany, and I loved working with ESL students. So for me, it's about coaching others and assisting them in doing their best and helping students overcome any challenge to get to where they want to go in their lives. So as director of the post-bac program at UC Davis School of Medicine, I was responsible for managing the application process, as you mentioned. So each year I would often read over 500 applications, select applicants for interviews, and interview about 50 or so applicants each year. And sadly, if it were up to me, I would have accepted everyone because I loved meeting the students and I was so inspired by their stories. But unfortunately, we were only able to accept 15 to 20 students a year because resources were limited. So I designed the curriculum for the seminars the students took on the medical school campus, directed activities, negotiated contracts for the program, managed the budget. But most importantly, and my favorite part of the job, was serving as student advisor and assessing each student's needs and making sure that my students were all progressing academically and in their test-taking skills. So I was able to help my students achieve the highest average GPAs for a cohort and the highest matriculation rates for any program like ours in the state of California.
Whoa, that's really impressive. Can you give us one story?
Yeah, one of my favorite students, I mean, all my students are like my children, and I keep in touch with many of them now that they're in medical school. But one of the most inspiring students I think I've had the honor of meeting in the over 5 years that I spent with the program is a student who's going into his second year now as a medical student who, in his, his application, he wasn't quite sure how to put it together, but I saw so much potential in the activities and the amount of volunteers.